This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Okay, we start the day with something positive on a Monday. A little victory.
We shall do, and it's not just any old Monday.
No, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Whereby St. Patrick's Day.
I was wearing green on accident.
Sorry, how do you say whereby in an Irish accent? Whereby.
I'm only like a tenth Irish, so.
I'm only married Irish, so.
Which makes you Irish.
It makes me Irish.
What's your little victory on St. Patrick's Day?
Well, I mean, one is that it's not just St. Patrick's Day. We also got a birthday in the family. So shout out to our nephew, Brady. He's a St. Patrick's Day baby.
That's right.
And he got red hair to prove it, bro.
That's right. Happy birthday, Brady.
Man, so happy birthday, Brady. And two, you might have walked in and thought I forgot to put deodorant on.
Maybe I didn't think that.
A little musty. You thought I smelled a little musty?
But maybe you will begin to. Why?
Oh, I don't? I was going to say, it's not because I'm musty. It's because I got you a little care package, my dog.
Okay, wait a second.
So go ahead. Do your thing. Yeah. No spoilers. Yeah.
I already know what this is.
Yeah. Let me Barry White it. Yeah.
You brought me corned beef, didn't you?
And cabals.
Oh, thank you, Carolyn, a.k.a. Aaron's mother, correct?
Shout out my mother-in-law, that's right.
She messaged me and said, I drove up and brought corned beef just for you, Allie, and I said, I'm officially family. I'm officially family.
You locked in, cuz.
Thank you, DZ.
You welcome, fam.
Thank you.
Is that your little victory?
That's definitely my little victory. Let's eat.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I swear if they could hear us when the mics are off, I'm like, and you're like burping and like.
The mic pooed a little bit.
We're getting ready to go on the air. Here we go.
Let's clear our bowels. My throat.
All right. So the question of the day is about your weekend. We want to know what you guys did this weekend. I have been nervous for weeks.
About what?
The fundraiser I was DJing this weekend. I was internalizing it, but I have never gone to a fundraiser and played music also. I've only showed up and done the microphone part, the MC.
The talking part.
So when the Education Foundation of New Berlin, which is my, they give money back to my kids' school district.
Literally.
Invited me to DJ and MC their fundraiser on Saturday night at Eisenhower High School in New Berlin.
Pulled up.
In the gym. Thank you very much. It was a wine and beer fundraiser.
The auditorium.
A toast to education. You like the spin on that. A toast. Adults only.
I like it.
It was great. Lots of breweries there. I was nervous because I've never played music. I was like, wait, I'm not a like literal DJ. I'm just like an MC.
I'm an MC. Like, I'm a personality.
I talk on the mic. I don't play the music.
I don't air it. No way.
But I didn't tell them that. Instead, I showed up and acted like I knew what I was doing. And everything went great.
So what'd you do?
I took some equipment from the radio station, took a speaker, took a microphone. Everything is so compact and technology makes it easy. You do it all on your phone or a computer. It was great. I had a great time.
What'd you do for the playlist? What'd you do for the songs?
Oh my gosh.
How'd you DJ? Did you borrow somebody's turntable?
The thing is, no, everything's on a computer now. Even DJs. Like, that's the thing. Like, some of our best friends who go into clubs and DJ, it's on computers now. Give me a break.
Did you go up there and fake it? Because I got friends that can actual DJ, and I've got friends that don't know how to actual with DJ and just tap, lap tap. You know what I'm saying?
I have a literal fundraiser playlist on my phone.
Lit.
And it's a lot of different songs from Party in the USA, Miley to Usher, yeah, to Missy Elliott. And then I put some Bruno in there. Then I put some Michael Jackson and Bon Jovi.
Oh,
you know,
snap.
For the old people.
Yeah,
I was trying to make them happy. Some Panic at the Disco, some Harry Styles.
Makes sense. Adults only.
You know, I was all over the place.
I like it.
Flo Rida. I just guessed until I couldn't guess anymore.
You busted out the Flo Rida.
I got a good feeling.
No. You set the vibe. It sounds like it was kind of the perfect.
It was like 40-year-olds. What do you want?
No, really, though. It was the perfect playlist for the environment. I think you did the right thing.
Do I sound old? You go, no. You busted out the Flo Rida.
I'm not mad at it. I was just waiting for it.
You spin me right around, baby.
It sounds kind of like my playlist. I
whipped out the LMFAO. Everybody wanted to hear Party Rock Anthem at the end of the night.
Everybody's still trying to shuffle, huh? Nah, let it go, y'all. Let it go. We
so
can't dance no more.
I was like a wedding DJ.
Shout out to Ali Sandler.
Sure, whatever. But they had me, and it was a great little fundraiser. What'd you do this weekend? That was my big weekend.
Nah, you had a ball, bro. I'm jealous.
I was nervous, and I'm glad I got it done.
Well, and I know that people don't always want to ask about stuff like that, and for us to come to. And bro, we love doing stuff like that.
So
I know you had a blast. I know you had a blast. Same. It really is a good time.
Yeah.
My weekend, busy. Games, busy.
Oh, you had Bucks games.
It was back-to-back games, but, you know, necessarily not focus on that. Because it was really cool what we did last night as far as it was the second back-to-back, right? City, we had the second-best team in the league coming, whatever. Didn't win the game, whatever.
Who did the Bucks play last
night? OKC,
the
Thunder. Yeah,
oh, got
so
it.
They're doing pretty well. But we had people from the Challenge.
OKC, Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm.
But enough about that, man. Forget that.
Oh, wait, you're talking about the reality stars. Now we're back in my wheelhouse.
Right. Now you were trying to find something. You was like, yeah, okay, yes.
I'm like, wait,
okay,
go on.
Okay. No. Listen, MTV's the Challenge,
right?
People from Real World, Road Rules. I'm from the TJ Lavin days. I'm from the Nehemiah.
You know I was on an episode. Do you remember that story?
No.
Don't you remember the story? I went to Colorado to visit Russell, my gay ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. And you were on an episode of Road Rules.
Who's a producer. And it was Real World, Road Rules Challenge. Because his job was to come up with all the challenges. So, anyway, and he let me be in an episode as a referee. But anyway, I digress.
That's right.
We were in Colorado. That was the episode. That was the time.
I do remember now. Yeah.
So who did you see?
I got to meet a bunch of the people. For example, Mark Long, one of the OGs. I know they call him the Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a Wisconsin native. You know, they said Milwaukee, but I think it's Germantown. They're going
flex. Melinda.
Melinda. You know exactly
yep,
who I'm talking
I know
about.
Melinda.
Kelly Ashley. There's Darrell Taylor.
Okay.
Paulie Calafiori. Scott Yeager, the podcast, the host for the podcast.
This is the thing about the challenge is they kept adding and adding and people just kept watching.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge ended up on like 30 seasons or something crazy like that.
But now they're kind of changing the name so they could just do 5 seasons of one series and then move on to the next stuff like that. But I don't necessarily watch the challenge now, but I remember it in its inception. I remember starting up as a kid going, man, this is cool.
Yeah,
oh,
same.
I want to be on this. I love the Real World.
Everybody wanted to be on it.
Come on now. So it was like the inner child in me felt really cool meeting some of those people because Real World Austin was actually like my favorite season. Like my the marquee season that stood out to me a lot. Mm. Like I was like, oh, dude, I'm Nehemiah.
Right? Oh, that's funny.
So, and I related to the character, whatever, the guy. And yeah,
you
it was
would
a cool
love
show.
To like talk to Russell sometime.
Yeah, let me on.
That,
put
I mean,
me
he
on.
Knows. He literally, his job was to set up the challenges. Him and 2 other people, that was their job. They came up with the challenges. They then went and scouted the location. And then when they were on location, it was their job to get up and set up the challenges. So on challenge day.
Yeah.
I got up, like I stayed in his room. I got up, we went, I watched him set up everything, bring people in.
You saw the BTS.
All the behind the scenes, how it all worked. I watched them film all the fake stuff, like TJ Lavin talking to nobody, and they're just filming him.
The B-roll shots?
But you think he's talking to the cast.
Right.
But he's basically explaining everything, but there's nobody in front of him.
At all.
Fascinating.
He's
to
looking
watch
at
how,
nothing.
To watch how TV shows are filmed, it's unbelievable.
They didn't even have stand-ins?
Like, no.
Like fake people just
standing? He's just
production?
Standing there talking to nobody, and they're filming him like he's talking to the crew. He's like, all right, everybody, welcome to the challenge, and there's nobody in front of them.
That, wow.
That's the kind of stuff you see on the other end that you're like, whoa.
Wow, yeah, yeah.
They come in already knowing what the challenge is. It's not nothing new
nothing
to them.
Nothing new to them.
They know the whole challenge.
They all give it a little shock factor, like, oh my gosh.
Yep, uh-huh. Isn't that interesting?
It was really interesting, and yeah. I actually would love to talk to Russell, man.
Yeah,
that'd
we should get him on sometime.
Let's put him on, man.
He's done a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. All right, 414-533-1037. We talk so long about our weekends, but who cares?
What did you guys do? Because it was a busy weekend.
We were very busy. I hosted, I emceed a fundraiser for the Education Foundation in New Berlin. DZ had games and met some of the people from the challenge, the real world. That's cool. What did you guys do? We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Aw, Jane in Caledonia said, we were at the Bucks game last night. My son was so excited that he got to dab up DZ.
My dog.
Aw, so we're talking about what you guys did this weekend. And then I got a text from Sherry in Caledonia who said, we were at the Bucks game.
I saw Mason.
Mason and his friend. Saw DZ. They come back and Mason's like, I just dabbed up DZ. I'm like, huh? I'm old and don't know the lingo. I learned something new today. She didn't know what dab up meant.
It's a greetings or salutations done with hand in classment.
She said, what does that mean? All right, let's go to the phones. Let's start with Danny in Oak Creek and see what he did this weekend. A lot of St. Paddy's Day themed things.
Is it now?
Mm-hmm. It had to be Danny.
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 Yo, yo.
Yo. Stop yelling.
St. Patrick's Day.
Woo. Happy St. Patrick's
Happy
Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. What did
That's
you do
magically
this weekend?
Delicious.
I'm sure you are, Poppy. Pause.
What'd you do this weekend?
So we went down to the parade, and then we went down to Moran's Pub in South Milwaukee, and they had a street party and stuff. So we were there for family and friends and stuff.
Danny's the total guy that goes to the St. Patrick's Day parade and then drinks all day with friends his whole life. He'll never stop. He's the guy.
Like a block party? They cut the block off?
You know how bars do that.
Mm-hmm. Especially for St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We're going out right now, and it's we started at 4 a.m.
Oh, I forget Danny. I'm so old, I forgot people go out at 5 a.m. on St. Patrick's Day.
Daniel.
Oh, there's tons of people going to be out.
Daniel, what are you
I
doing?
I forgot he's a day of guy.
Hey, we got Lyft and Ubers. We're being...
He's fine.
No, it is St. Patrick's Day. People be celebrating. Hey. Listen, once kids are older, you know me and Aaron going to dabble back in on one random day.
How could I forget?
Yep.
My bad.
I thought it was done.
You got to build your day like a lasagna. You drink, you eat, you drink, you eat, have a little bit of water, drink and eat.
And
bye,
so,
Danny.
What's the first bar, though? And then we'll let you go. First bar. For
Mulligan's.
Mulligan's. Say less.
Pull up.
Sounds very Irish. Bye, Danny.
We'll see you soon.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Peace, man.
Happy St. Patty's.
I'm surprised he's not going to Uber up here, dude.
Man, don't give nobody no ideas.
If
Stop
we had
it.
A bar, it'd be totally different.
It'd be on.
Let's go to Karen and Tish again. I got to bring her up because I got to meet her this weekend. She volunteered at the fundraiser I was the DJ at.
So naturally, she was there. Good morning.
I got to hug her. She's so tiny and cute. Hi, Karen.
Stop rubbing it in that you met Karen before me.
Sorry.
I got to go to a fundraiser and meet a local celebrity. It was so awesome.
Karen, stop it, girl.
Who'd you meet, Karen?
DZ.
Yeah, who'd you meet? Who was there?
No, DZ. Oh, my God. Ellie, she's so pretty.
Aww. Gas her up. No, hold on. Gas her up.
Oh my gosh.
Go ahead, Karen. Talk that talk.
You're making me blush, Karen.
You really
I'm
are, Karen.
Embarrassed.
You really are. She's out here trying to cover her face like I don't see her every day. Like,
Karen, you're beautiful too. She has these beautiful blue eyes, that just stick out. Oh my gosh.
I didn't know what to expect. I just thought, I'm going to volunteer. Mm-hmm. I got nothing to do. Mm-hmm. So I went and I'm like, afterwards, I told Julie, I'm like, oh, and which, by the way, did she not do an awesome job or what?
Who, Julie or me?
Julie,
I was a joke. She did amazing, but she was the one who put the whole thing on. She did great.
Shout out Julie too.
Yeah. Well, everybody was having a great time.
Thank you for volunteering. Thank you. I'm so glad I got to hug you and meet you, Karen. So you're so sweet. So thank you.
You are too.
Aww.
So that's what I did this weekend.
Yep. Cool, Karen.
I got to meet her. And I'll teach you how to do your hair like mine. It's called the Air Dyson. It's expensive.
I need to grow it a lot longer.
No, you don't. Shorty curls.
All right, Karen. It was nice to meet you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. She's so cute.
Bro, look at y'all little girl man's growing. You heard it here first.
She's making me blush all night, dude. Lindsay's in Franksville. Let's hit her up. I know we're running out of time. I know. Lindsay in Franksville. We're talking about what you did this weekend.
This Lindsay?
Yes. Lindsay.
Of course, Lindsay. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. What'd you do this weekend?
My beagle retired from working, so this weekend went to the dogs, and I'm starting a new job today. So we took him out to Riley's Social Club down in the Third Ward,
yes.
And they had food for him. We had delicious food and had a little, like, celebrate Jack's retirement with our immediate family, and then Saturday we took our puppy to the Admirals game for dog days. So we were across the street from DZ.
It was the doggy day at the Admirals game, was it, huh? That's a good day.
So, little busy. Man and I took him to the Ads game.
I was gonna say the dog was busy. It wasn't even y'all's schedule was jam-packed. The dog's schedule was jam-packed.
Everybody's busy. Man, all right. Well, love it. I love hearing what everybody did. You were jam-packed, Lindsay. It was good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Love you guys.
Love you
back.
Too.
It's great to hear from you.
Bye. I can hear what Sergio did. I just want to know what everybody did real quick. I know we don't have time, but I'm so curious. I'm like, what did you do?
We're nosy like
that. Now I'm trying to get everybody off the phone quick so I can find out.
No, we're nosy like that.
Sergio, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Sarge.
Trying to get to everybody. What'd you do this weekend?
BS, what up?
So Friday night, I actually proposed to my girlfriend.
Hey, Sergio, getting married.
Wait, hold on. Did she say yes?
Yeah.
Did she say yes?
Yes, she said yes.
Hey!
Congrats!
Sergio, getting married. Sergio, getting married.
Hey.
Another
Sergio.
Wedding to go to, Allie. We got another wedding to go to.
How did you do it, Sergio?
So, you know Swing Park in downtown?
Yeah. I got scared when he
under
said swing.
So, chill out. Under the bridge, yes.
Yep,
under the bridge.
Oh, were y'all swinging? Were you pushing her and then you stopped pushing and she
Love
turned
it.
Around and you were on one knee like a movie, bro? So just say yeah. Just say yeah.
Yeah.
Sergio, congratulations.
Thank you.
Aww.
Problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so you're having an issue today, huh?
I mean, we're getting a solution today.
What's going on?
So I need a little help, man, and...
We got you.
I was just telling you about it, Allie, because I need your help in particular.
Say less.
But I also want to let the people help. I want to let our homies help, the fam.
What's going on?
Y'all know our windshield had, you know, cracked, right?
That's right. This happened a while ago.
Like a month ago now. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit longer even. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But we have been shopping, you know, literally window shopping.
Yeah.
Trying to get the best quote, trying to figure out, should we go through insurance? Y'all said we should go through insurance. Mm-hmm. Well, lo and behold, we still got to pay out of pocket, bro. And this is going to be a nice little chunk of change, whatever. We got to get the window calibrated. Long story short, we're getting the window changed. We said, all right, forget it. We're just going to go through the place.
Yeah.
Safe Flight Repair.
Go on.
Right?
Yes.
So we scheduled the appointment, tried to do it for the ASAP. The earliest they could do was today.
Okay.
Right? The earliest time they could do.
Today is the day. How long has this thing been cracked?
Like a month. Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. Go on.
Whenever was the last like freezing day is when the whole like big crack happened. And then we went, man, what do we do about it? Should we drive it to Illinois where it's cheaper? No, it's not cheaper anywhere, bro, because our window is special. Man.
That's what you get for having a nice window.
Whatever. Anyway, the problem is, dog, I got to drop this car off before the show is over.
Okay.
Our appointment is set up before the show is done, which means I got to figure out what to do. I need help deciding on whether I should just dip a little early, you know what I'm saying? Kind of leave you to do whatever we got to do.
Oh, you want to leave the show? You just want to quit the show,
If I should come back, you know, after dropping the car off? Because here's the situation. It's not just to sit there and wait for it. It's going to be a few hours. They got to calibrate the window. First, they got to change it. They got to take it out. Their seals, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go need to drop the car off. I don't want to sit there. I don't want to leave the boys at daycare, so I'm going to have to go get Aaron's car at work and then figure out what I'm doing for the rest of the day as far as am I going to come back to work here? Are we going to just work ahead and try to work super fast so I can leave
what
early and
the
go
appointment?
Home? I got to drop it off before 10 a.m. And
well,
y'all see
well,
the time.
What are we going to do?
That's what I'm saying, bro. We running out of time. We running out of minutes, and I don't really know what to do.
Oh, no.
Like, the situation is as follows. I got to leave early, and I don't know how to leave early. When we're literally on the air until 10 o'clock.
What should DZ do? Should we run the car during a commercial?
I mean,
should we just race out of here at 9:58? I mean, can you get there if we race out of here at 9:50?
It's in West Dallas, so it's not super far.
We got this.
But the problem is,
everywhere in Milwaukee's less than 20 minutes.
It's going to take me 10 minutes to get there, but it also takes us 10 minutes to even start to leave anywhere. You know how
say,
we are.
It takes us 10 minutes to get out of the building the way we talk to people.
You feel me? So I've got to be intentional with my time. I just don't want to be last minute intentional. I want to know, should I leave early? I can't leave right now. We're in the middle of what we should do.
WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So you got to go get your windshield fixed today by 10. The car has to be dropped off, and we got to figure out what to do.
I mean, do I leave early? Do I come back to work? Do I not come back to work? Do I go?
What do you want to do?
I don't know, man.
You know, I don't care.
I just want my windshield fixed, and I want to do what's the easiest for everybody. I want to be conscious of your schedule. I want to be conscious of my wife's schedule, right? Because she's now going to be carless at home. I don't want to leave the boys at daycare for too long. This is the internalization of DZ. All of these thoughts, all of these words, all of these lies. Help me, y'all.
Carl and Indy said, now it's the Alley Show. You're damn right, Carl. Everyone is texting in their thoughts. You can text or call 414-533-1037. DZ needs some help today. What should he do? This is what happens. You got to get the car there, but it's interfering with work. This is so relatable.
Inconvenient, but it was the only time, and it was the earliest time.
And then you go to work, and you're stressed out about it the whole time, thinking about how you're going to get it there. And it's like when I have my kid as a doctor appointment, and I got to stress out about it all day.
That's why my mind is a million a minute right now, bro. Help me settle it, and what should I do?
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, so people are texting in. Jeremiah in Waukesha texted in and said, go and drop the car off during a commercial break and Uber back and do the rest of the show.
Could
maybe
we do that?
Maybe. How far is it?
10 minutes. It'd be a 30-minute turnaround within, like, taking it, dropping it off, getting the Uber. I'd have to literally order the Uber for when I'm driving so it could at least meet me there.
I don't know. It's at 10 o'clock. Why not just get everything done and get out of here?
Well, because the only other option is, Allie, you come with me, but both of
I'll
us
come
can't.
With you.
We both can't leave. We both can't leave.
We can do whatever we want.
Either you go drop my car off or I go drop my car off, but we're not both leaving the show in the middle of the show.
All right, let's go to the phones and find out what people think. Let's start with Autumn in Pewaukee and see what she thinks. Hi, Autumn.
Buenos dias.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Talk to us.
So I would say leave 15 minutes early. You can get on your phone and still be a part of the show. And then that way you get there. If you get there at 10:05, it's not going to make a huge difference. And then you can still be a part of the show. For the last 15 minutes.
You mean just like hop on like you. Be like Autumn and hop on a call.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Okay.
Didn't even think about that.
No, I didn't either.
When I was having car trouble with my tire, why am I having a lot of car trouble lately?
I don't know. We did it last time.
I hopped on the call. What's wrong with that?
Leslie in Kenosha. Forget you guys. She said, use your well-earned PTO and go take care of your car. Allie's got this. Why y'all throwing it on me?
I know. Allie, yo, bye, Allie.
Actually, I do got this. I can handle it. But it's not the point. The show's better when we're both here and you guys know it.
Well, Autumn is keeping me here.
Yeah.
I like what Autumn was saying. Mm-hmm. Are you looking for work, Autumn? You know what I'm saying? You want to be a producer on the show? That was a great idea. Dawg, thank you for calling, Autumn. We appreciate
you. Thanks,
Autumn. You too. Bye.
All right, let's go to Roger in Milwaukee. You know Roger.
Oh, Mr. R-O-G-E-R.
Hi, Roger.
Good morning. Allie DZ, Milwaukee stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know now, you know. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right. So somebody texted in and said, this probably isn't helpful now, but could you not do a key drop off before work this morning? Yeah, it's not helpful now.
No, couldn't do a key drop off before work because they don't open for key drop off until after. Unfortunately, we are in the right. middle of the show.
We start the show too early.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Yo, I got the answer, man. Oh.
What up?
Check it out. Put on one of them Top Dog lawyer commercials. You and Allie can dip and come back.
Keep the people entertained. My boy, Roger. Yes, sir.
Roger, I'm dead.
You're my dog. Speaking of Top Dog, I was looking.
We don't need a lawyer. We need to get them there by 10 o'clock. Okay, Roger? Hello?
No, what I'm trying to say is that them commercials are so long.
They be gassing you up, Roger. I know that's
but
right.
But they work, don't they? But they work,
yes,
don't
sir.
They?
What's the commercial on? Y'all gone for 30 minutes.
I love you.
Get out of here, Roger. Bye.
Jinx.
You too, man. Happy St. Patty's Day, man.
Happy St. Patty's Day. Melissa and Economowalk texted in and said, my good friend works at the Safe Light in West Dallas. Call and say you'll be late. Hopefully you get Andrew, the best in the business. I don't know who Andrew is.
Why don't you text him and tell him I'll be late? Let him know for me. Appreciate you.
Somebody said, or get a new car. That one has bad juju. Okay.
I love my car. Y'all need to stop. Well, we have had some unlucky streaks in the last couple months.
Maybe they're on to something.
Well, the whole year has been unlucky, to be honest with you. So it didn't just start
That's
with
true.
The car. Yeah.
That's true, actually. You're having a year.
It ain't the car.
All right. Let's go to Shoop this morning, our favorite math teacher. Hey, Shoop.
What's going on, guys?
Morning, Big Shoop.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, before I give advice, if you don't mind, I got to give a shout-out to my school. Our basketball boys just made state yesterday.
Congratulations.
Hey.
That's awesome.
Shout-out to the school,
yes. What school?
Milwaukee Academy of Science.
Nice. Okay. Very nice.
Smart and hoopers.
Did you only call for the shout-out, or do you actually have advice as well?
Mm. No. Advice would be that you got to go take care of your car, and I think the fun part would be with Safe Light commercials. Like, why not be a part of one?
Oh, he's talking about you coming up with solutions for months, years, or who knows how far down
Do you know
the line, man.
How long
man?
An ad campaign takes to put together, everybody?
It's not going to be 10 minutes while I drive up there. I'll tell
so
you
he's
that.
Not going to get an endorsement on the way.
But why not be on the radio and you know put the guy on the radio and say, yeah, I'm helping DZ out.
Put the Safe Light guy on. Man, I wish, because you know how they do, they'll do at-home consultations mm-hmm. or whatever. They just didn't have one of those available for like a month, or this wouldn't have even been an issue. Right? That's why we have to go drop it off.
Oh, they have they'll come to your home?
Yeah, they got mobile service.
Oh,
they just didn't have anything in any appointments for, you know, until next month.
I was going to say, you should have had them come to the station while we're working.
I would have had that been an option. That's what we tried to do, yeah.
Safe Light repairs, but you got to wait 2 months.
Or drive it to the location. Or, and drop it off.
Which we're going to do instead.
To replace.
Not an ad, but it should be. You really do love me, don't you? You really do. You drove all the way to work with that corned beef in your car.
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah.
You know I got love for you, dog.
DZ,
yes.
Thank you. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. I only do that for the realest, man.
I can't believe you hate corned beef. It is today's the day. St. Patty's Day.
The flavor isn't for me, yo. And I respect
corned
it.
Beef.
It's. I guess it just sits in the salt brine or whatever it sits in. I don't know.
I don't know, but I love it.
Cabbage doesn't hit in my stomach the right way. It ain't for me. I respect
Cabbage
it.
Is going to make you have to go. I'm just going to, you know, but you I'm know. Just saying it's, you know.
You know. You know, and the corned beef don't help either. You know.
So it is St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. I saw a lot of people out celebrating this weekend.
Plenty of shillelies.
Yeah, a lot of people at the parade in Milwaukee. A lot of people out at the bars celebrating. And then Danny from Oak Creek left us a voice message. He's out drinking already.
I was going to say, some people are out.
I forgot about the days we used to broadcast live from McGillicuddy's and all these places. Listen to this.
Starting at 4 a.m.
It's magically delicious.
This guy's been up. He's one of these up since 5 a.m.ers, man.
Somebody get this man a water. He's been up since 4.
What is going on with Danny, man, in Oak Creek? He's wild.
That
he
boy.
Is fun.
I know he's in a green something or mm-hmm. the other. Yes.
You can always leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app, which is totally free. You just download it and right on the Listen Live page where you go to 103.7 Kiss FM, you can leave us a voice message. Carson from Mequon left a message. Listen to this.
What's up, DZ? It's Carson. Pleasure meeting you at the game last night. You did a great great job. Love the fit. Keep doing you, boss.
Aw.
My boy.
It's actually from March 13th or 14th. So whatever outfit he liked was days old.
Okay. Oh.
That's so when you met him.
That was from Thursday?
The Bucks game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got it. That must have been from Thursday's game. Got it. Oh.
Yep.
What up, Carson? I actually remember meeting that kid.
Could have said hi to me too, Carson. Kind of rude.
For real, man. It's Women's Empowerment Month. It's just Women's History Month.
Oh.
Carson.
Wow.
What's up, DZ? It's Carson.
I guess women don't exist in March, I guess.
Wow.
I'm teasing Carson.
Wow.
I'm teasing.
You know Carson's face is hot right now. Nah, we ribbing, bro. You good. Love,
and
man.
Then finally, we have a voice note here from, it looks like, Chloe in Watertown about Am I the Jerk, I think?
I think she's not the jerk because, I mean, sisters before misters.
Well, yes, I agree. Sisters before misters. But what am I the jerk?
This was the one about her taking her sister to the new Asian restaurant that her and her man wanted to check out.
Oh!
Yes. Yes.
This was a good one on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, her and her man had agreed to go to the new seafood restaurant.
Yep.
And she was gonna go with her sister, and he was upset. He was like, "We agreed to go to the new restaurant together." That's what she meant.
I think she's not the jerk because, I mean, sisters before misters.
Yeah, agree. Actually, you're right. You had me back around at sisters before misters. Thank you, Chloe. Good point. I'm back on that side.
Yeah, Chloe. Yeah.
But she said, sure.
It is March. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. Leave us your voice messages. And in the meantime, you can go try to win tickets to see the Milwaukee Bucks. We're giving away Bucks tickets for Friday, March 28th against New York.
We sure are.
Those are up at 1037kissfm.com right on the front page. Just click that and enter to win. And then Megan Thee Stallion at Summerfest is coming up after Am I the Jerk.
Big tings. We busy.
Ah, so happy St. Patrick's Day. Lots to win, from Bucks tickets to Summerfest tickets to see Megan Thee Stallion. And Am I the Jerk has to do with somebody calling out their manager at work. It's a good one. Next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Am I the jerk for calling out my manager for leaving us? Oh.
Like they just quit on y'all?
What's his name? What's his name?
We're going to have to figure that out.
He wants to be anonymous, but I don't care. This is a good one.
Oh, man.
You know how we make up names for these people, by the way?
Yeah.
So on Facebook the other day, she said, "I want to be anonymous." And so we named her Franny. And I put it up, and somebody was like, "You put her name in." And I'm like, "No, it's not her real name."
Don't worry.
We didn't out her. It's a fake name. Even on the anonymous post, okay?
It's the Kissness Protection Program.
Come on. All right. This is what he said. He said, "Allie and DZ, my manager left us abruptly the other day and said he had an important emergency." "We all said no problem. Told him we would handle all the work that we all do together and to let him know if he needed anything from us."
Sure. So he didn't quit. He just left.
No.
Like, "Hey, y'all got to go.
I got an emergency." Turns out he didn't have an emergency. Huh? His friend just needed help with something that could have waited until after work. No one was dying, no one was hurt, and it honestly could have waited a few hours.
A buddy caught a flat tire. I've been there.
He then posted on social media that he had visited a friend and then took him out to lunch because the friend was having a bad day.
So
the next day, I called out my manager when he came in. I asked why he left us with so much work to go have lunch, and he said that I was out of line. Am I the jerk for calling out my manager for leaving us?
Dang, son. Okay. Trippin' Teddy.
Teddy is mad.
Is Teddy tripping, though? I mean, like...
Okay, you cannot call out your manager, but what kind of a manager leaves and it's not... I got an emergency. It's not even an emergency. Like, what does that mean?
What do we qualify as an emergency nowadays, though? Because who knows what kind of a bad day the friend was having, man? Maybe that's really, like, your go-to person. You are each other's. We don't know their
story. What if your friend is, like, crying hysterically and they just need someone and you race over to help them? And then you go, "You just need a pick-me-up. You need to go out to lunch.
Let me get you out of this, bro. You need to chill right now. Let's go eat."
Is that enough reason to leave work and leave all the work to all the people that have to do it?
Let's say my wife was having a bad day, whatever. I would leave work for my wife if she was like, "Hey, I need you right now."
Yes.
That's my wife, though.
And then I find out later that Aaron was really just bummed out about something that could have waited, but you just wanted to be there for her.
But I'd go. That's more important than and work. That's more important than anything else I got to do in my day, right? Me and her's bond will transcend anything. So if this were to happen with me and her, that's one thing. But I'm married to her. I made a life commitment to her. She is my ride or die. I am her ride or die.
Yeah.
I don't know about tripping Teddy's boss, right? Because... Yeah. See, I don't want to say that's not your person, but y'all aren't married, y'all aren't partners.
What if Teddy's boss was just doing the right thing and helping out a friend? He just left work because somebody needed him.
Sounds like work was busy and he wasn't trying to be at work.
Teddy's boss is a good friend. However, do you leave no matter what and leave all the work with everybody else because a friend? I mean, you know how many times I have issues?
How many friends go through stuff where I'm like, oh, I got to leave work. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going to go help you out. If you're a good person, you're going to always feel compelled to have to leave and go help these people.
Yeah.
Man, that's tough.
You the jerk for calling out your manager for leaving?
But you're the boss, right? If you leave the team in place, right?
That's why Teddy would be a jerk here, because it's not his place to call out his manager no matter what your manager does. Your manager gets to, unfortunately, do whatever they want.
And the manager wouldn't have left uncomfortable, right? They wouldn't have just dipped knowing that y'all were going to be in a bad spot. They left because they thought y'all was the A-team.
Knew you could handle all the extra work, Teddy.
Realistically, that's kind of where I'm leaning towards. Like, yes, does it suck that they just up and left on you? Mm-hmm. But it was them being a good person, though.
To somebody else, when your team needs you.
Man, I just want to know what the friend was going through that made it feel so imperative to leave, because Teddy's saying it could have waited till later.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whatever Teddy
somebody
knows.
Somebody said, I would take off to talk a friend off the ledge. You don't have to explain what your emergency is. We don't know if the friend was on the ledge, though. We just know his friend was having a bad day and the guy left.
We really don't know what kind of level it was, man, but
felt
heavy enough to leave, right?
Texts are coming in at 414-533-1037. Somebody said, this is Fred in Franklin, jerk, could have been AA, NA, or other mental health crisis, and the manager could be the main contact for his friend. Manager doesn't owe an explanation, but could help the situation by going above and beyond and thanking the team he left behind for picking up the work.
I hear you, but at the same time, we can't assume that that's what happened without it
we
being
don't know.
Said. Teddy said that whatever it was could have waited until later. I'm sure Teddy don't want to put nobody's business out there like that, but they are saying it could have waited until later.
Somebody said jerk, definitely the jerk. Work is not as important as your own mental health and people in your life. That friend could be gone tomorrow. It was a half day of work. Who cares?
Teddy.
Teddy
and the
cares.
Rest of the staff, because they done complained about it, clearly.
You don't know why they left.
And why didn't Teddy just go to HR? If you felt some type of way about it, you could have just reported him.
Amanda,
why you couldn't? Nah, man, you setting yourself up. Man.
Amanda in West Dallas texted in, said, he is the jerk. The manager has the management job for a reason, and this kid should probably just respect that, or he's going to end up with all the work and never be the boss for the rest of his life. Right, but at what point does the manager take advantage? And now we start going, hold on. I agree. The manager can leave and do what they want, and it's not on you. They're in charge. That being said,
how many friends are going to be in a crisis?
How many times can the manager leave work? And what if it really wasn't what if the manager just wanted to go have margaritas on a Tuesday?
And saw the workload and said, hey, my boy, I need you to fake an emergency. You feel me? Plan C,
I mean. All right, 414-533-1037.
What I will say is that I do respect that they at least approach the manager person to person. Mm-hmm. That makes it not the jerk to me, because you said your piece. You expressed the way you felt.
You did.
You said it. You said it with your chest, bro. You 10 toes on that. That can make it not the jerk for me. Respect you for being honest. You're not going to advance in life by just stopping and shutting up.
But you're also not going to advance by going off on your boss either.
And that's true. That's true.
The manager doesn't owe an explanation. Why is the boss friends on social media? I don't know. You guys are asking way too many questions now.
We live in the modern era. LinkedIn and social media. We don't know, man.
And now somebody's saying not the jerk. As a manager, you're in a role of respect. Why did it need to be posted on social media?
I don't know. Teddy's tripping, but is he the jerk?
414-533-1037. That works for texting or calling. And we're going to talk to you guys next.
Jerk. You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. right. So we called him Trippin' Teddy. He wants to know if he's a jerk for calling out his manager for leaving. They were busy. The manager said he had an emergency. Said, you guys got this. Leaves him with all the work. But then they find out he was visiting a friend. Took him to lunch. And the friend, but no one was dying or hurt. And he feels like the manager should have waited to go help the friend.
As far as we know, the friend was only having a bad day.
Yeah.
Not no ledge type of thing, but like just having a bad day.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
You never know, though. You never know. I've had bad days, too, and sometimes they're closer to the ledge than others.
That's true. Leah's in Greenfield, actually, on 7. I'm going to start with her first this morning. Hi, Leah.
Morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Which way are you going, jerk or not the jerk, for calling out your manager for leaving?
Definitely not the jerk. You're the manager, not the owner, especially in some businesses. You can't just get up and leave.
Ooh, that's a valid point.
You got a job to do, too, just like your employees.
Mm. That they are not the owner.
Oh, so you're saying Teddy's not the jerk for calling out his manager about it.
Technically an employee, too.
Yes.
Just because they got more responsibility and more role, they've got more responsibility and more role.
This is such a tricky thing, though. You want to call out managers or people above you for not doing their job, but at the same time, there's a line of disrespect and how to go about that, you know?
Because of the chain of command.
But you don't know how he came at the manager, though.
True.
He could have said it very respectfully, like, hey, like, you shouldn't have left. Like, you left us with all the work to go have lunch.
We feel slighted. Like, you said it was an emergency, yet y'all are at Outback. Like, I heard.
Oh,
okay.
Man. All right.
She kicks it off. I actually agree, man. I don't want to do that.
She's saying not the jerk. All right, Leah, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Awesome. No problem. You too, guys.
Okay,
that was the opposite of the way the texts were going.
And she, a great point. He is not the owner. They are not the owner. Trippin' Teddy's boss or whatever is just the boss.
Oh.
Maybe they got more tenure. Sure, they're higher on a totem pole, bro. But they're not the tip.
Sign your names when you text in to 414-533-1037. Somebody said HR manager here, not the jerk. If the manager wanted to deem this as an emergency, he should have kept it to himself and not posted it on social media.
Ding, ding.
Oh! Mm. If an employee of mine did that, I would definitely be having a conversation with them in my office. Going to lunch does not constitute as an emergency. Yeah, but you don't know what was going on.
What led to the lunch? Because I'm going to be honest, comfort in foods is for me. I be comfort fooding when I don't feel good.
I'm actually with the HR manager, even though I'm arguing with them on the text. Okay, let's go to Tracy in Tulsa. Hi, Tracy.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So good. Leah said not the jerk.
Yep.
What do you think? Is Trippin' Teddy the jerk for calling out his manager for leaving?
I do. I think he is the jerk,
yes. Ooh, split. All right, go ahead and explain.
Why?
First of all, coming from a management perspective, I feel like, first of all, you don't owe your employees an explanation. Mm-hmm. And if he's a decent enough manager, which it sounds like HR isn't on him, so this isn't happening constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like, I lost my train of thought.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh.
No, I've got it. I just feel like, you know, you don't know. So basically, we don't know if this guy is like on salary or if he's not. So me personally, like, I work a lot of times, like way more than my employees. And then sometimes I cut back a little bit. So if he's like a good enough manager that HR hasn't called him in prior to this, then I feel like he deserves that opportunity. His staff can pick up the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he left because he was confident.
Maybe that's a crappy thing to say, but
no, I hear what you're saying. That he knew the staff could pick up the work.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't have left without it.
Like you said, it's his A team. Like, he's obviously confident.
Y'all
like,
are good.
It doesn't sound like he's got any issues going on, like, with HR, so it's not happening all the time. Like, why can't you get a break?
She says jerk, though. Tracy says jerk. All right, Tracy, thank you for calling.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
I lose my train of thought all the time as well. I'm not going to lie.
All the time.
Terry in Milwaukee said, not the jerk, but how was the manager supposed to wait a few hours if margarita special was only during lunch?
I mean, if he's trying to catch the happy hour, you got to be there before 4 or 5 usually. You feel me?
Are savages, pun intended. And you'll
see
know
what
why.
Yeah,
there. Amy and Racine is last but not least because, Amy, guess what? You get to be the tiebreaker.
Oh, snap. Amy, good morning.
Oh, girl.
Good morning.
Let me read a couple texts first. Crystal and Cudahy texted in and said, hashtag, you're the jerk, not the jerk. At the end of the day, everyone's making someone else's money. Protect your peace. Just keep it personal.
Yeah, don't publicize it. Yeah, honestly, don't publicize it. I do think that this wouldn't have even happened had they not been like, taking my friend out to make him feel better.
Leah texted in and said, Leah here, I was in management also, and definitely never left and posted on social media. Yeah, that was probably where you went left on that.
You know what? You know, tripping Tom or tripping Teddy's boss was comfortable. Maybe he did feel like this was an emergency and he really was holding his friend down, because there's no way he was dumb enough to actually post on social media unless he really was like, dude, my friend was really in a bad way. It's like the proof. Hey, I took him out to lunch because he was really, really down bad. Maybe.
Somebody texted in, as a barista, this is giving cafe store manager vibes. Not the jerk.
Amy, good morning. Goodness gracious.
All right, which way you going, Amy?
Tiebreaker,
or
Amy?
Not the jerk?
Definitely the jerk.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I look at it like this. I would like to think that the manager is in a position of authority for a reason. I don't think he'd be an idiot to post it on Facebook or social media.
Fair. I mean, we've had bosses that we didn't like, let's be real, but fair. I digress.
This ain't about us.
Exactly.
The way I look at it is, we all have personal time that we can use. I mean, you'd like to think he's in a position, most jobs, you know, when you're working, you have personal time, you have time that you can use. I mean, we don't know what this friend was going through. And if his boss was a POS, then he would have stated he's constantly doing this.
That part.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Like, but they didn't.
They didn't post that. I mean, like, he didn't say, you know, my boss is constantly doing this. I don't think this is like, you know, repetitive behavior. And again, we don't know what this friend was going through. I have to be honest. If a friend called me and we don't know the history, I know somebody said before that, how do we know that this wasn't like an AA thing? You know, like, how do we know that?
You don't know they weren't having a crisis. Right. Yeah.
I just don't want to make everybody assume it was by saying so.
The
you
posting
know?
On social media right. was dumb, though. I don't know why that was necessary.
I do agree with that. Yeah. I do think that if you're, you know, especially if you're friends with people on, you know, at your job, I mean, I wouldn't have made a, you know, publicity and said, hey, I took him out to lunch, you know. That's the only thing. I do think this person is a jerk. I have people that my supervisor, you know, if he calls out, he calls out. It is what it is. You know,
and you don't go, where were you, boss?
Were you interrogating them?
I would never.
Did you clock out when you left?
Actually, I would if they did it enough, but they would have to be doing it on a regular basis.
Enough
is the key word.
And like Amy saying, they never said it was too much or that they do it all the time. So yeah,
jerk.
It might be the one off.
Jerk.
No, jerk for sure.
She said jerk. Thank you. Have a good day. Hey, Amy.
Bye.
Michelle in Menominee Falls, though, texted in and said, not the jerk. As a former manager, honesty is the best policy. That's fair.
Well, yeah. I mean, does it actually always hold you down, though?
Oh, I had to sneeze.
Bless you. Salud.
That, I needed to get that out so bad. That felt so good. You know when you got to get a sneeze out?
You feel it like tickling your nose the whole day?
Excuse me. All right. I need to do that. Sorry. I had to do it on the air.
Relief.
Oh, I feel so much better. But Michelle in Menominee Falls said that. She said, I was honest with my team, with my life, and we had the best relationships. Okay, so she's saying have a good relationship, be able to tell your team, I'm having a crisis, to the point where they're going to understand that it is important enough, you know?
Your manager was trusting you and also being comfortable enough to post it. Maybe there really was a crisis that we don't know about and they didn't want to express.
All right. Well, thank you guys for helping us out today. It is jerk.
For
calling out the manager. Okay, DZ, we got to pivot now because we've got tickets to see Megan Thee Stallion at Summerfest.
Pivot? My knee don't do that right now. I'll take tiny steps, though.
That's because you got bad knees from playing football all those years. It's fine. Don't worry. I'll pivot for us, okay?
I'll let Megan Thee Stallion's knees do all the pivoting, Brent. Yours, too.
Thank you. You want to go see Megan Thee Stallion at Summerfest? Now is your chance. 414-533-1037. You're going to see her do songs like this. She's going to be at AmFam Amphitheater, June 28th. I cannot wait. Caller 33. Good luck. 414-533-1037. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. I cannot wait until Megan Thee Stallion comes. It has a headliner. It's Summerfest this summer.
It's going to be good. It's going to be great.
So good. Renika's in Milwaukee. Let's pull her up. Hi, Renika.
Morning.
Hi.
Good
Dang,
morning.
Shout out to Chipper.
Hi. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's why. It's because it's St. Patrick's Day. That's why she's lit. She's excited. She might have been out since 4 a.m.
Yeah,
who knows?
I'm late. I'm off
work today.
Oh, she really is lit.
Oh, she is lit. Girl, would you like to go see Megan Thee Stallion at Summerfest?
I would love to go see Megan Thee Stallion. I mean, I would love it.
Have you ever seen her in concert before? Is that something you want to do?
I have not, and I just told my kids, I just dropped them off at school, and I said, I'm going to try to call y'all and see if I can get the ticket. I'm like, even if I don't, I'm still going to go.
Wow.
I really want to see her.
You're going on us. You're going, Renita.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Day off and tickets won. Say less.
You and a friend or whoever you want to take, you're going to be going to see Megan Thee Stallion when she headlines the Ampam Amphitheater at Summerfest on June 28th. That's going to be such a good show.
That's great. And I've never been to Summerfest, so this is going to be a great time.
Perfect.
Renika,
hold on. Yeah, that's a double win right there.
Slow down. How old are you, Renika?
I'm too damn old.
How old are you?
She said she dropped them kids off at school.
Are you in your 30s, Renika?
Yes, I'm in my 30s. I'm about to be 35 this year.
Did you grow up in Milwaukee?
Yes, but I'm just, you know, I've been so busy.
You know what? I want to make this my new, I know we have all kinds of causes. This wants to be one of my causes. You've never been to Summerfest and you grew up in the city, I'm taking you. I want that to be my new cause.
That could be our initiative.
That's our initiative for the city of Milwaukee.
For the state of Wisconsin. We're bringing everybody to the state to Summerfest. If you ain't been, you're going.
Oh, yeah.
Starting with Milwaukee.
Oh my gosh. Well, now I'm really excited for you because you're going to get into Summerfest. You're going to have to, you can do whatever you want all day long. And then you got the show at night at the AmFam Amphitheater. Congratulations.
Oh my God, that sounds so great. Thank you guys so much.
You're so welcome.
We just took a little bit of your energy and your aura because we could hear that smile. We could feel that smile. We could see that smile through the radio, yo, for real.
Never been to Summerfest. This reminds me of an intern like that who never left Muskego. I'm like, how do you never leave Muskego?
Nope. We're going to get you there.
He had never been downtown. I'm like, you're only 10 minutes away.
Bruh, here we are.
All right, Renika, listen, somebody's going to be in touch, be watching your email, and they're going to reach out and get you the tickets or call you, okay?
Thank you so much. I love you guys. Me and the kids listen to you guys every morning. We love you guys.
Thank you.
Happy
St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Thank you.
Bye. Renika said bag secured, baby.
Dude, I'm not
kidding. To see Meg.
I want to make this an initiative on the show that if you've never been and you grew up, you're in your 30s, you grew up in Milwaukee, you've never been to Summerfest, like that's because people come in from out of the state. But people come from the state, we got to find more people like Renika and take them to Summerfest.
And we've talked about how you'd be surprised how many people haven't. But it is such a cultural like endeavor. It's such a huge thing. And then we also do get busy, like she said, with our own lives. You
and
live and live
go.
And you forget. Then you have kids and then you don't.
Then you really forget.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Renika running the bag today. And
very
she had
excited.
The day off.
And the day off. So we're going to do another pair tomorrow. And the best part is we are still giving away tickets. We have a new pair of tickets to see the Milwaukee Bucks on our website all week long. 1037kissfm.com. That's an enter to win on the website.
We need everybody there for real.
We're sending you to the Bucks game on March 28th against New York. That's a Friday night. So, you know, and there's a lot of people that could be another initiative that have never been to a Bucks game in this city. And I'm like, you've lived here your whole life and you've never gone to a Bucks game. And I get it.
Listen.
I grew up never going to a concert until my parents didn't ever want to take me. I had to go with a friend.
Unless you need to.
Unless your parents do.
There's some people that have never been to downtown.
I learned that with an intern.
You know what I'm saying? Like
Blows
that have just
mind.
Never been to downtown. And you're like, bro, you're from here. You're
How
literally
is that
from
possible?
Here. You're 414 and you've never been there?
Their parents never took them.
I mean, the life you live, though.
But I learned this well, so when I'm driving downtown and want to scream at people who don't know how to drive downtown.
You can always tell.
It's funny that we're bringing up downtown because the parade was this weekend, the St. Patrick's Day parade on Saturday. I was not able to make it. We've been in it many years. I didn't even get down there because I had a fundraiser and you had Bucks games this weekend.
Busy.
But I saw all the people on my Snapchat were at the parade or at bars or having a good time. But today is actually St. Patrick's Day.
Actual St. Patrick's Day.
So
what's the move? What are we doing after? Oh, wait.
Honestly, we have kids. We're too. You got to go take care of your windshield.
And kids. Oh, man.
Remember the message? I should replay Danny's message because Danny in Oak Creek, he's one of those people who's up at what? Oh, sorry about that. 6 a.m.
He's
going
up early.
To the bars. Listen to this.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day. It's magically delicious. Woo!
There are already up going from bar to bar. And I remember those days. I can't do that anymore. I'm too old for this. Although, could I?
I mean,
if it was a Saturday, I might have been able to.
If I knew I didn't have to work the next day, it'd be a different story.
You know what? You're right. If we actually planned it out, I could do the St. Patty's Day bar crawl again.
Rarely do I think that people are awake before us.
Are we
Danny,
this old?
Danny was definitely awake before us today.
Yes,
we're this old. Yes.
No,
we're showing
I've had
our age.
I have so many like nostalgic memories from St. Patrick's Day in this city. I wish I could find pictures.
I've only had one early St. Patrick's Day, and it's because I was at work. Mm. I've never had like an all day St. Patrick's Day vibe thing. Like never in my life through college, none of that.
Oh my
none
gosh. Aaron, now everybody's texting in the things they haven't done in this city. Aaron from Milwaukee said, I've never been to a Brewers game. I've been to a Bucks game, Packers game, but no Brewers. Come on.
Wow, y'all.
Jared from Summerfest texted in.
Jared Wood, the homie?
He is listening. Jared, you really do listen to our show.
Let's go, big dog. What up, big dog?
He said, we love this initiative. Let us know where to send the tickets.
To us. To us.
To us, Jared. We'll disperse them.
Fill the case, my boy.
This would be so fun to take Milwaukee people to Summerfest.
I want to take as many people that haven't been to Summerfest to Summerfest.
That too.
Is for real. Like, no, you said that, and
wouldn't
I was
that
like,
be
that's
fun.
That's genius. I don't know if you're serious, but I think we should do that.
That would be awesome.
And I mean, think
Give
about it.
Give people a Milwaukee experience. Like, we help out and we do fundraisers and we want to help some serious causes, but where's the Milwaukee causes like this that are not as serious, but serious, in my opinion.
Do a little tour too, show you all the Milwaukee things. Do like the city tours on the little buses, or get a party bus for our own with our faces on the side.
It's happening.
Let's do it. I'll get my CDL.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Oh my gosh. Ebony hasn't been to State Fair. Unbelievable.
All right, man. Y'all are getting aggressive now.
Paulina said, I've also never been to a Brewers game.
What?
Okay. We were going to talk about St. Patrick's Day, but now I'm like, do you guys want to talk about the things you've never done in this city? I'm like, we can talk about St. Patrick's Day in a minute.
I guess we could talk
That's
about
what
St. Patrick's
everyone's
Day.
Texting in.
Let's do it. Things
what
we've never done in this
never
city.
Never done in this city. Somebody said, I'm 45 and I've never been to Summerfest. Never been able to afford it. You don't know. Really?
We're adding you to the list.
We're adding you. You might be surprised. Once you get the ticket and you get in, once you get the ticket and get in, do you know how much you get for your money?
They do free entry days.
Oh my gosh, there's like 17,000 stages. I'm exaggerating now.
They give away tickets all the time, a.k.a. we do too.
Leah, never been to a Bucks game. Lived here my whole life. Always outside the stadium, but never in it.
Aw, but Deer District is dope. And with the watch centrals that we got, especially with playoffs and all that, like, it's actually lit. You feel like you're inside anyway.
Yeah, honestly.
Right?
This is why I kind of bring up my childhood, was that my parents didn't take me to cool stuff.
No.
If I got to go to a baseball game as a kid, it was with Girl Scouts.
Right.
If my parents weren't taking me to those cool experiences,
Cool stuff was playing in the toy aisle at the store until your parents came to get you. No, that was the cool stuff back in our day.
Shay texted in, haven't been to Summerfest, but go to State Fair every year. Well, Shay, you're getting on the Summerfest band.
Yeah, put you on the list, Shay.
Unbelievable. Okay, WXSS HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Well, DZ and I have a new initiative. We're taking people to Summerfest who grew up here and have never been, or just live here and never been. But where have you guys never been? 414-533-1037.
Wait, do we got to pay for these tickets out of pocket?
No, Jared said he's going to give them to us.
Oh, that's right. The homie.
Jared from Summerfest said he's got us. Rico from Kenosha. I've never been to Summerfest.
Rico. Poppy.
I'm not even joking.
We're writing this list.
Emailing somebody important today, including Jared. I'll CC you, and we're going to figure this out. This is wild.
We've started an initiative. Wait till we tell our boss.
they're going to love that.
Hey, we sold something for you. You just got to sell it now.
Jared and I have this handle. Just help us with the rest.
Wait, where did I go?
You're here too.
Oh, bet.
We'll talk to you guys next. Where have you never been in this city? And what? What?
What?
Wow, the texts are coming in. Michelle and Racine said, born and raised in Wisconsin. She's going to be 50, and she's never been to the state fair. Wow. Girl!
And I get that sometimes you live really, really far, like the Ashwaubenons and the Green Bay. Or the whatever Eagle Rivers. No.
Mm-hmm.
You local?
Come on, Aaron from Racine texted in. I'm 38, never been to Summerfest or the fair. I really haven't been even experienced Milwaukee. Growing up, my parents didn't take me. It was just with field trips for school. Like I said, when I was a kid, the only reason I got to go anywhere was Girl Scouts or field trips, or I got to go to my first concert because a friend's parent took me. My parents did not give us those experiences growing up, so I do actually kind of understand some of these people.
At what age was that? When you
first concert was 12, when I saw Boys to Men and Brandy and all them and MC Hammer.
That's right.
And I remember being so excited, but my parents would never take me to any of the concerts I wanted to go to.
They never did. A concert? My first concert was arguably with my wife, you know, then just girlfriend for her birthday. Took her to see Lil Wayne.
Bruh,
I was 18 years old.
It's not that we forget because we work with concerts, but a lot of people have not been to stuff. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's start with Brandon in Milwaukee on 7 this morning. Hi, Brandon.
Morning.
Hey, morning, guys.
All right. We ended up talking about how we want to take all these people to Summerfest who have never been, which we're working on now. But where have you never been?
I've never been to a Packers game, actually.
Wow.
And I think that's fair because, one, it's hard enough to get Packers tickets.
I mean, there's a lot of owners.
You have to, a lot of owners. You have to know somebody or you have to buy them, one or the other, right? Buy them off StubHub or something.
I have been lucky enough to go to a game. It is a beautiful stadium. I respect it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's done well, the atmosphere, the energy, the environment. Mm-hmm. But we got to get you up there too, man.
You grow up here, Brandon?
Yeah. Born and raised here in Milwaukee. Never been, though.
You back the pack, man. You watch them on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Watch them every Sunday. Big fan. Just never been to Lambeau. I've been to Bucks games and Brewers games.
Hell yeah.
Okay, at least you've been out. Yeah.
We like that.
All right. Like so that. We just got a ticket off the bucket list next, man.
If we're going to a Packers game, we're adding you to the list, Brandon. Got it?
All right. Sounds good.
Say less. Thanks for sharing, fam.
Bye. Ashley from Milwaukee texted in. Born and raised in Wisconsin, almost 35, never been to Summerfest. I am just beside myself with you guys.
We're not getting offended. We're just getting hurt.
I'm getting sad because I want to put you all on a bus right now and take you down to the Summerfest grounds.
Yeah, like... What happened in your lives
what
that nobody loved you enough to take you?
Vicky's in Plymouth. Let's see what her parents didn't love her about. You're an adult.
Now our parents hate us?
No, yes, and you're an adult. Now you can drive yourself and you're not going.
Vicky, good morning.
Hi, Vicky.
Good morning.
All right, we're talking about where you've never been in Wisconsin or Milwaukee. What is it?
Summerfest.
Oh, come on. Another one.
Well, you added to the list, Vicky. Yeah. It hurts our feelings, but you added to the list.
Okay, you're in Plymouth, so you're like an hour away, but still.
Never.
Have you been to Summerfest grounds?
Nope.
Have you been to Milwaukee?
My youngest went about 10 years ago, but.
10 years ago?
I've never been there.
Unbelievable.
We got to change this. Oh, man, we're on a mission.
We're going to have 17 buses full.
That's fine.
I'm fine. I don't even think Summerfest probably love it.
I mean, honestly, like, come on now. We clearly. We got to fix the problem in this state. We've got a lot of underlying issues. Reckless driving being one. People not going to Summerfest being another. What? I said what I said.
Vicky, we're adding you to the list that we don't have, but we're going to figure out a way to make this happen. This is unbelievable.
Awesome. We're going to get you there somehow, Vicky. We're going to talk soon, all right?
We're going to experience
it. Okay, talk soon.
Bye. Goodbye.
She's like, call me.
She said, bet.
Fine. Go to Lori in Cedarburg, one of our regulars. Let's find out where she's never been. We may have to kick her off the regulars list.
No way. She's been everywhere. It's Lori.
Lori.
Zizi, don't yell at me.
Ooh.
I've never been to a Bucks game.
I'm going to yell at you more.
Lori.
This is like the Packer game, though. You have or you haven't been, you know? And it's such an experience, and everybody wants to go, but...
She pulled up to the Milkman's game. Why ain't she been to a Bucks game?
Good point.
Yeah, Lori. You thought we was going to forget.
It's on my bucket list, and the funny story is I've been to the new stadium before it was even open for a tour, but I've never been for a game.
Wait, you've been to Pfizer for a tour, but you've never been to a Bucks game. Did I hear that correctly?
Yep.
Unbelievable.
She was there for the built to stay days, but hasn't actually built to say a game.
Lori,
huh?
You're on suspension. You know what? We'll let you back in when we take you to a Bucks game. Unbelievable.
We're going
to
make it happen, Lori. We're going to figure this out.
Let's go.
That'll work. All right, Lori.
All right, Lori. Bye.
Bye.
It's interesting. You start talking to people and you realize a lot of people haven't been to, stuff.
Well, and as you get older, obviously, we get busier. We get invested in our own lives. And then before we know it, life's done slipped away and we haven't done half of the things we've wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Kathy from Milwaukee, who came by the studio on Friday.
Shout out.
Nice Kathy that dropped off some stuff. She said, always wanted to go to Door County, never been.
Door County, that is a good one. I was thinking local, but we haven't been to Door County and we want to.
That's another one. That's one of the things I haven't done in this state.
They got a nice little winery up there. I hear it's beautiful in the autumn time.
Go to Lori, or not Lori, we just talked to Lori. Go to Megan in Muskego. Megan.
Good morning.
Megan.
Hi, guys.
What up, fam?
Okay, somebody texted in. They said they haven't been to German Fest, Polish Fest, Strawberry Fest, or a Packers game.
Dang, why'd you get a whole list and get so disrespectful like that? That's a lot of Wisconsin stuff. Please.
Megan, where have you never been in this city?
I have never been to Summerfest. And I have also never been to the art museum.
Oh, not the art. You got to get to the art museum ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's only been here 10 years.
So I'm from Wisconsin, but I was from Appleton originally. I've been down in Milwaukee area for almost 7 years, and I've never been.
And you tell yourself every time you need to, and then you don't.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to change that. Yep. We've got to get her to Summerfest, because Summerfest is one of those that you have all these experiences. Like, you can shop.
Yep.
I don't know if you know this, Megan. You can shop. You can watch concerts. You can walk around. You can eat a ton of food. You can drink.
Did you already say people watching?
People watching. You can walk along the lake. There's games to play. I mean, you could spend a full day at Summerfest.
You could just get lost in the shade under a random little tree by the breezy little lakefront. And just fall asleep, and ain't nobody gonna bother you or say nothing. I mean, somebody might check to make sure you're alive, but you gonna get left alone.
There's literally concerts all day long on a ton of stages. It's so fun.
We could just say it like this: if you're our people, Summerfest is for you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Just like that, Megan, for real.
Megan, we're gonna get you to the Summerfest. We're adding you to the bus.
Whole fam's added to the list. We bringing everybody.
All right, bye, Megan.
Bye.
Bye.
Kelly in Wales texted in: never been to a Bucks game. Also born and raised as a Wisconsinite, raising my own littles now. I've also never been to a Badgers game. That's another bucket list, but it's like the Packers. It's you gotta know somebody, or you gotta have a friend give you a ticket. I'm well aware that some of the experiences I have had are because of people I knew, but Summerfest, you guys.
But who's to say that we wouldn't have reached for these experiences still, right? Because what I don't want is for us to continue the cycle. Not that we're passing along trauma, but then our kids are gonna grow up and go, well, we never really did stuff like that growing up. We never went to a Bucks game. Mm-hmm. We never went to Summerfest. Mm-hmm. We never went to State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Well, let's break the cycle, y'all.
We got to. I took Owen and Hudson to Summerfest during the day. We went for 3 hours on like a Saturday, and they played on the playground, which is phenomenal.
Burn that energy.
They played on the playground. We got food. We walked around. I showed them all the stages, and then we left, and it was great.
Come on now. Literally the perfect thing to do with them littles.
The playground is phenomenal.
A lot of people get weird in public, and I understand that. I understand that, especially after COVID, but let's not do that no more, please.
Amanda texted in, never bar crawled on Water Street or Shamrock Shuffle. That's okay. We could add that to the list.
Allie.
Wait a minute. Tracy and Franklin said, I've never been to the Milwaukee Public Market. I'm getting more and more upset by the minute.
All right.
That's free. You can just walk in there and walk around, Tracy. Just drive downtown and go in. It's free.
Next, somebody's going to say they've never seen Lake Michigan.
I will die. Good morning, 103.7 Kiss FM. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hi, laddie. Grab the shillelaghs, the green beer, and whatever else.
Dude, thank you so much for bringing me corned beef and cabbage.
You're welcome.
Or should I thank your mother-in-law, Carolyn? Shout out Aaron's mom. Yeah, hey, girl.
That's really who to thank.
Now, I don't know why you have such a beef, pun intended, with corned beef. What's your issue, DZ? Huh?
I don't care for the flavor. I don't.
It's such a fatty meat. That's why I love it, because it's fatty.
I don't like fatty meats. I don't like, yeah.
You don't like ribeyes?
Meh, not necessarily. I was always the kid that would rip the fat chunks off of like the flank steak when they had them. And just not for me.
You don't even like Reuben sandwiches that have corned beef on them?
I do not like Reuben sandwiches. I don't even like rye bread.
You like Reuben rolls? They don't have rye bread on them.
Nope.
What the heck?
Yeah, it's something about the flavor. Maybe it's the pickled meat, that taste of it. I don't know what it is, because I like roast beef, right? I love beef.
Yeah, but roast beef and corned beef, totally different.
Totally different.
Soft and tender, yet totally different. Yeah. They don't even look the same. Roast beef's like dark, corned beef's red as hell.
And like the weird pinkish hue and just mm-hmm. something about it to me goes
Does
in
the
my-
color bug you?
Yeah, a little bit is a color because I'm like, oh, that's raw.
Oh,
and I know it's not. I know it's not.
Oh, because corned beef is so, it looks raw, but it's totally cooked. It's still pink when it's fully cooked.
It's still pink, fully cooked, and
oh,
I know it's fully cooked.
That's why. It's a mental thing.
I've eaten it, but that's not the only reason. I don't like the flavor. I mean, I'm not a texture guy, mm-hmm. but I don't necessarily even care for that kind of texture.
So wait, so did you go, do you have to go to Aaron's parents to do St. Patrick's Day tonight? What are you doing for St. Patty's Day?
Well, they're celebrating Brady, our nephew's birthday, because uh-huh. he's a St. Patty's baby.
Yeah.
But
I picture totally a redheaded kid, by the way, when you say that, yep. which is the name Brady. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It just screams redheaded Irish kid to me.
You're picturing him right.
I shouldn't be stereotyping, but I am right now.
No, you're imagining correct. Nope, you got him. You got him.
I don't know why. That's what I picture.
You got him.
Yeah.
Him. Well, you have met Brady. Remember?
I probably have.
At our birthday, he was the one that was standing next to Owen. They're the ones that are the same age.
Oh, and Owen's gigantic. My 13-year-old's 6'4".
Well, and
he's bigger than everyone.
They got short parents. So they're not going to be tall kids either.
Fair enough.
There's a disparity in height there.
So I did meet him at the birthday party at your house.
So
okay.
You are picturing the right kid. Mm-hmm. They're going to be doing a celebration. I don't think we're going to be able to make it all the way home to do that, but being St. Patrick's Day.
Home is Gurnee.
Yeah.
Does that feel like too far for you to go to Gurnee on a weeknight, honestly?
On a weeknight with a turnaround, I don't got much sleep in my system as it is. I'm exhausted, y'all. Like, I had a long weekend. Like, it was a lot.
You were doing Bucks games.
Yeah, so probably not.
Well, you don't like corned beef anyway.
So, no. But anytime we have gone home for mm-hmm. St. Patrick's Day, I'll usually dip into something and at least try to grab the most cooked-looking piece of corned beef.
So you try it to be nice to your mother-in-law.
I eat it because that's the meal. I've mm-hmm. never been one to go, ew, I'm not eating that. No, mm-hmm. I'm going to eat what's put in front of me because mm-hmm. that's the way I was raised.
Yeah.
Obviously, I no longer eat things that I don't want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't got a gripe against it. I won't refuse to eat it.
Well,
but if it's an option, I'm choosing something
else. I got a big old plate over there, and I'm going to tear it up later when I, because you were like, you even came in, you go, do you want me to heat up the corned beef? I go, I'm not ready yet. It's 7 a.m. or whatever it was at the time. I go, but I'll be ready later. Trust me.
I'm gonna, do you want it now or you want me to toss it in the fridge
for
you?
It's too early for corned beef, but I'm going to eat it later.
you offered to heat it up for you?
Oh, I thought you did.
I did not.
I thought you did.
Nope.
You're like, you want this? I'm like, not right now.
I was just going to leave it. Yeah,
I'm going to tear it up later.
I'll leave it here. I'll put it in the fridge so we don't forget it.
Thank you for saving it for me. I want to know what everybody's doing today, because Danny in Oak Creek is blowing up my text, and he's like, tell me if I'm annoying. I'm like, dude, you're not annoying. I'll just ignore you. But he's sending all of these texts because they're out partying. I mean, they've got all their green on. He's got a onesie on. They're out on, looks like, Water Street partying.
People take this seriously.
A lot of people are in their cars driving to work like, it's another day.
It's Monday, dog. What are you talking about?
But what are you guys doing? Maybe you're just cooking some Irish. Maybe you're cooking corned beef later. Maybe you went out this weekend and did the parade. How are you celebrating St. Patrick's Day in this city?
Maybe all you did was make sure you had green on today.
Fine. I did. You know I'm wearing this green sweatshirt, but it was just because I grabbed it first.
Convenience.
Whoever texted in, I like fat meat and I cannot lie.
Allie's favorite song.
Same. All right. 414-533-1037. Are you celebrating today? What are you doing? You just going to work? Average day? We'll talk to you next. Somebody texted in, I'm on my way to work in downtown Milwaukee, so I'm sure there'll be some people watching for me. I forget that people are out actually today. Duh. I used to do this all the time.
I mean, it's going to be an all-day thing, an all-day excursion, and then people are still going to be at work all day, living a whole different life.
The people that couldn't get off work today went out on Saturday.
True.
And then the people that take off work no matter what went out Saturday and today.
Yep.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Sunday was the recovery day.
Uh-huh. And we're back today. We had so many fun broadcasts over the years for St. Patrick's Day. I remember being at Have a Nice Day Cafe. It was mm-hmm. my first appearance in Milwaukee in 2005. And we were live from Have a Nice Day Cafe, which is now 92K, you know, downtown, right in the Deer District. And I was at McGillicuddy's one year.
I love going to McGillicuddy's.
Dude, I was over... Well, I don't know if I shouldn't say I was overserved, but I was drinking. It was like 10 a.m. and I ordered a Reuben sandwich and I needed ketchup or something for my fries back when I ate fries. And I remember I had drank so much, we must have been off the air, that I grabbed the microphone that was for on air and I go, can I get some ketchup? And they go, Allie, that mic's not on. You're talking to no one. And I was like, okay, throw me in the trash.
So it's time to go home is
throw
what you're
saying? Throw me in the trash. I'm trying to order ketchup through an on-air mic that's not on.
Got it. Allie got to go night-night. Understood.
It was not good. should, but it was some fun times. I remember Bar Louie days being out.
I was just about to say, bro, I remember that sign because that is probably one of my first out in Milwaukee St. Patrick's Day experiences.
Oh, the Kiss
I was
Me,
still
I'm
working.
Irish.
Yep, I was still working street team.
What was that from? What St. Patrick's Day was that?
2016, 2015 maybe-ish.
No clue where we were.
That at Bar Louie.
It was Bar Louie?
We did a few. Sheesh. But that thing got the most use at Bar Louie on St. Patrick's Day. I'll tell you that.
Wow, we're talking about what you're doing today and how you're celebrating. So let's go to Katie in Brookfield on 2 and see what she's doing today. Hi, Katie.
Morning.
Hi, Allie and Daisy. Good morning.
Happy
Love
Saint-
you guys.
Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Love you back. Thank you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
We were fighting about corned beef, but now I just want to know if you're celebrating today or not. What's happening?
Well, I do love corned beef very, very much, yes. So I'm on your side, Allie.
Yes.
But I am an Irish dance mom, and this is like it's our like Olympics.
This is the Super Bowl for you guys.
Y'all be two-stepping all day.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Yeah, and we have that guy going viral on all the social medias talking about whimsical Irish dancing, and it's been so fun. But today, all the kids are out dancing for elementary school kiddos.
Aw, do they get the day off then? So do the dance kids go just take the whole day off and go to other schools?
Right.
Oh my gosh, they sure do.
Nice, nice.
Where do they tour? Like what cities? Do they just do them all or what?
We are everywhere in the greater Milwaukee area.
Okay.
And then
later
this afternoon and this evening, we are all over the suburbs at bars and restaurants and then in the city as well.
No way. They just book you guys. You're going to be at Maddie's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Where can we learn a little more information? Because I'm actually intrigued, man.
Okay. Well, you need to go to trinityirishdance.com. And you can click on the Milwaukee location and you can click and see all of the shows that these kids are doing.
Cool. That's cool.
There was a girl who worked at the station for years who was one of the Irish dancers. And yes, it was like the Olympics today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, good for them.
These kids are incredibly hardworking. We are so proud of them. Yeah, we're going to be at Maddie's, On the Clock, Moran's, Moe's, Trinity Three Pubs, Olydia's.
Y'all are everywhere.
Oh, you're
Olydia's?
Olydia's in the
I'll
fifth
see y'all
ward.
At Olydia. Mm-hmm.
I know where the Pedal Tavern took off from. I don't know if it still does.
Oh,
but.
It does. It's got his little port right around the corner, but it ain't far. You know exactly the spot.
Fun. Well, have a great day, and a shout out to the Trinity Irish Dancers.
Thank you so much, Ellen and Jimmy. St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. See you at the corned beef table later.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Nikki and Mequon and see what she's doing. And I appreciated that because it showed it's not all about drinking today.
It's not. It's culture, man.
Katie's going, we dance. This is a big day for us. We're
and
not
the
drinking.
Kids get involved too.
Mm-hmm. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, what are you up to? You going out? Doesn't sound like it.
No, I'm actually just pulling into the office right now. But
she's like us.
I could tell. We could tell.
Yeah. We actually don't celebrate St. Patrick's anymore. So for the last 12 years, we do something for my nephew who passed away on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, is that why you stopped celebrating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Nikki, I'm sorry. That'll ruin the day for you.
But now they're celebrating life. And it's a different kind of celebration, if you will, right? You acknowledge it differently, and I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the last few years, we've just kind of gotten together and gone and gotten shamrock shakes because that's something he liked. And then we go to the cemetery or go do a balloon release or something. Mm-hmm. Something just to hang out as a family and get together and honor him. Yeah.
I love that for you guys. Thank you for sharing.
Another person, not about drinking today. Yep. All right.
Yep.
Thanks
All
for
right.
calling.
Thank you guys. Have a good day.
Bye, Nikki. You too.
You
too. Last but not least, let's go to Kate the Great in East Troy. She's a regular, got her own theme song. Julian Oak Creek texted in. She said, I'm Scottish and Welsh and then Irish through marriage. So I have my shenanigans with my Nomi shirt on along with my Celtic cross. Julie from Oak Creek.
Shout out to your Nomi
shirt. Okay. Kate, good morning.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Good.
Bella and Kenosha said she had a Reuben omelet. I'm in.
Ooh.
Wow.
You had me at corned beef anyway.
That's a first for me. Reuben omelet, huh?
What are you? Okay. Are you celebrating today?
Well, it's so interesting. This is my 8th year of being sober from alcohol. Way wow. to go down on St. Patrick's Day, but it is a day celebrated with my dad and I. We both got sober on St. Patty's Day.
So. There's, yeah, there's a story there for sure.
Congratulations Whoa, yeah. on your oh, yeah. sobriety, first of all.
Yep.
Second Absolutely. Of all, did something happen on St. Patrick's Day that made you want to be sober, or is it just a coincidence?
Oh, God. Yeah, every St. Patrick's Day was the drunkest day.
Slob
I
knob.
Was at the bars at mm-hmm. 5 a.m. You know, Milwaukee, I was at, what was that place called? Cans.
Cans? Remember Cans? I remember Cans on the east
yeah,
side.
They
yeah.
would serve Lucky Charms for breakfast. And you would just drink and drink. You know, it was the days of partying in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. They got the best of me after a while. But yeah, I live a different life now, but I still celebrate the lucky St. Patrick's Day for myself.
Well, good That's for amazing. You.
I love yeah. and respect that, man. And mm-hmm. such a strong commitment, because years through mm-hmm. on such a drink heavy day, right?
Well, 8 years yeah, of being sober yeah. when all of us, that's easy for us to grab a drink and check out, boy.
Yep.
I respect it. So you go, girl. Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, thank you guys for letting me talk, and I'm just excited that today's St. Patrick's
well,
Day.
Well, and so we just had three callers in a row who aren't making it about alcohol. So we see you. We see you all.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
All right. You guys have a good one.
Bye.